Welcome to Copernicus AI Frontiers of Science. I'm Bella, and today we're diving deep into the rapidly evolving world of AI agents and autonomous systems. With me is Daniel, an expert in the field. Daniel, what makes the recent research in this area so revolutionary?
Thanks, Bella. It's a pleasure to be here. What's truly revolutionary is the shift from isolated AI systems to collaborative, communicative agents capable of tackling complex tasks in dynamic environments. Think of it as moving from a single chess-playing program to a team of AI strategists working together. A great example of this paradigm shift is highlighted in the work by Changxi Zhu, Mehdi Dastani, and Shihan Wang in their 2022 paper, A Survey of Multi-Agent Deep Reinforcement Learning with Communication. They outline how communication between agents significantly improves overall learning performance and allows for more effective collaboration. We'll link to that in the description.
That's fascinating. So it's not just about individual agent intelligence, but about how they interact. What are some of the key challenges in getting these agents to cooperate effectively?
One of the biggest challenges is establishing shared understanding. Agents need to be able to interpret each other's intentions and actions accurately, even when they have different perspectives or incomplete information. Nikolaos Kondylidis, Ilaria Tidi, and Annette Tentejie address this directly in their 2023 paper, Establishing Shared Query Understanding in an Open Multi-Agent System. They propose a method for agents to develop a common understanding of tasks through efficient communication, even in scenarios where they initially know nothing about each other's capabilities. The link is in the description.
It sounds like communication protocols are crucial. Are there any advancements in how these protocols are designed?
Absolutely. Idoia Berges, Jesus Bermudez, Alfredo Gonietal, in their 2024 paper, A Mechanism for Discovering Semantic Relationships Among Agent Communication Protocols, explore exactly that. They're working on ways for agents to automatically discover and understand the relationships between different communication protocols. This would allow agents using different languages, so to speak, to still effectively communicate and coordinate. We'll include a link to that in the show notes.
That's incredibly important for real-world applications where agents might be developed by different teams or organizations. What about situations where agents need to make decisions in uncertain or partially observable environments?
That's a very relevant point. Junxiao Li, Mingyu Kai, Zhen Kan et al. Tackled this in their 2023 paper, Model-Free Motion Planning of Autonomous Agents for Complex Tasks in Partially Observable Environments. They propose using reinforcement learning to allow agents to learn how to plan their movements and actions even when they don't have complete information about their surroundings. The link to that paper is in the description.
So, it's about learning through trial and error in complex scenarios. How do we ensure these agents are trustworthy and that we can understand their decisions, especially when multiple agents are involved?
Transparency and explainability are paramount. Balint Givnar, Qing Wang, Christopher G., Lucas et al. Address this in their 2023 paper, Causal Explanations for Sequential Decision-Making in Multi-Agent Systems. They introduce a framework called CEMA that generates causal natural language explanations of an agent's decisions, making it easier for humans to understand why an agent took a particular action. The link is in the description.
That's a crucial step towards building trust in these systems. What about modeling complex systems with these multi-agent frameworks? Are there new approaches being developed?
Yes, there are. Leo Arden, Jared Van, Deepika Garg et al. Presented Phantom, a RL-driven multi-agent framework to model complex systems in their 2022 paper. Phantom uses reinforcement learning to model complex systems by simulating the interactions of autonomous agents. This allows researchers to study the emergent dynamics of these systems and test different scenarios. The link to that paper is available in the show notes.
So, it's a way to create virtual sandboxes for experimenting with complex systems. How does trust play a role in these multi-agent systems, especially in social networks?
Trust is fundamental for effective collaboration and information sharing. Frank E. Walter, Stefano Battiston, and Frank Schweitzer explored this in their 2006 paper, A Model of a Trust-Based Recommendation System on a Social Network. They developed a model that shows how trust relationships among agents affect the performance of recommendation systems within social networks. This highlights the importance of building and maintaining trust in multi-agent systems. The link is in the description.
It sounds like trust is a critical component, especially in applications like social media or collaborative decision-making. Are there any specific domains where these multi-agent systems are showing particularly promising results?
One area is cooperative game playing, like Hanabi. F. Bredell, H. A. Engelbrecht, and J. C. Schoeman, in their 2024 paper, Augmenting the Action Space with Conventions to Improve Multi-Agent Cooperation in Hanabi, explore how agents can learn to cooperate more effectively by developing shared conventions. Hanabi is a challenging game that requires agents to communicate and coordinate without explicitly revealing their own hand, making it a good testbed for multi-agent learning algorithms. The link to that paper is in the description.
It's fascinating to see how game playing can drive innovation in AI. Looking ahead, what are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities in the field of AI agents and autonomous systems?
One of the biggest challenges is scaling these systems to handle increasingly complex and dynamic environments. We also need to develop more robust methods for ensuring the safety and reliability of these agents, especially in critical applications. However, the opportunities are immense. We can use these systems to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to healthcare. Another interesting development is the RAI framework for embodied AI. Explored by Kayetan Rachwau, Maciej Majek, Bartłomiej Boczek et al. In their 2025 paper, showcasing the potential for agents to interact more naturally with the physical world. The link is in the description.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a new era of intelligent collaboration. Daniel, thank you for breaking down this groundbreaking research and helping us understand the potential of AI agents and autonomous systems to revolutionize the way we live and work.
It was my pleasure, Bella. The field is rapidly evolving, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.